Hi, everybody. I'm Manoj Ramani, founder and CEO at Sales Intel, and your host here for the Sales Intel's show. This series is the Pipeline Pioneer, where our goal, our objective, our mission is to help share the tips and tricks for the community, from the practitioners, from the leaders, from the individual contributors on how to generate the most optimal pipeline for your business. As we know, revenue pipeline is the heart and blood of any business, and we at Sales Intel believe that generating pipeline is a team sport. It's not just the BDR organization's responsibility, it's not just marketing responsibility, it takes the village, it truly takes a village to build a strong pipeline. With me, I have Lex Winship from OXO today. Lex, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, thank you. We really appreciate your time. So Lex, to start, why don't you tell the audience about yourself, the business that you support, and how in your role you support the pipeline generation efforts?
Yeah, perfect. So I am head of brand and content at LOXO. LOXO is a recruitment tech company. We build a talent intelligence platform, which is basically a holistic platform for a recruiter's entire workflow, from sourcing candidates to engaging them and then eventually placing them in perfect fit roles. So basically, I love that you mentioned the fact that building pipeline takes a village, because my role is very much rooted in working cross-functionally with performance marketers, marketing ops, sales, CX, all of that, to both attract new business and, you know, help close deals while also turning current customers into champions and then leveraging that content to continue building new pipeline. So it's definitely something where I feel like I completely agree. It takes a village, and I'm happy to be kind of in that middle ground position where I'm supporting all of these different functions and then helping create net new things as well. So lots of creation of educational resources that help support other teams, and then also building brand awareness content and pushing that out into the world.
That's awesome, Lexi. I love your enthusiasm about generating the pipeline and coordinating with all the efforts. So, you know, last year was hard. You know, it was hard for a lot of companies where we didn't generate enough pipeline, the revenue targets were missed. If you were to look back and see, you know, one mistake that you think you made or your company made that I wish I had done these things differently, what would that be? And what's the lesson learned from that?
Yeah, so I think it's important to call out the fact that LOXO's marketing function, like our team, is fairly new in general. It's something that hadn't really historically existed at the company in a full sense. So we're building the team, we're building kind of the entire marketing function from the ground up. And I think that we fell into a little bit of that classic marketer's dilemma of being a little bit spread too thin in our messaging, which is something I'm personally very passionate about. And on the brand side of things, really clued into is just like, how can we make sure that our value props are really solidified? And I think with LOXO being this holistic platform, it's so easy for us to rely on that all-in-one messaging and kind of using that as a thing that we lean on the most of, no other platform can offer you all of this in one platform. And it's just, at the end of the day, we realized that wasn't really resonating. And while that feels exciting to us internally, that's not really what was drawing people in on the outside. And it just kind of feels hollow and it's a little bit vague. So the biggest thing that we had to do there was just solidify our offering. And that involved a ton of customer research across multiple very different segments of our target audience. And so Sam, our VP of marketing, and I did a very massive deep dive into our entire strategic narrative and just kind of firming up, okay, what do our prospects actually value? And what do we hear time and time again are our customers' favorite features? And a lot of times that doesn't necessarily align with the things that we as marketing would sit down and write out on a vision board of what we think a campaign should look like or what we think a homepage should look like. So I think a lot of it was just kind of going back to the fundamentals and realizing, okay, this is a platform that we believe in, but we have to find a way to communicate that without relying on some of these almost like crutch messaging tactics that aren't really effective when you come down to it. So that's kind of like the challenge, I think. And doing that deep dive, it felt like not fluff work, but it definitely felt like this project that was easy to keep pushing to the side and kind of saying, okay, well, we've got these in the moment metrics that we're beholden to, like, let's just focus on keeping moving essentially. But what I have noticed is since mapping out all of our benefits more fully and being able to tie that into an overarching brand narrative, it has helped me so much when it comes to being more agile and creating content on the daily. And so I think like it was an important realization for me of taking that time to pause and just like zoom out a little bit and think through like how is everything that we're doing laddering up was really helpful in terms of my day-to-day workflow as well. And it's created this really powerful litmus test for me to measure all of our messaging against, all of the content that we're creating against and saying, all right, does this match? Does this align with what we've determined and what we've proven is valuable? If not, then maybe this isn't a good use of our time.
That's great. So CRISPR message, that was a big learning, right?
Really big learning. Like just, we had been spending so much time on figuring out channels and where are we putting this stuff. But really what I think we needed to focus in on is what are we saying? How are we communicating the value of our product? We believe in it, but we have to get other people to believe in it too.
Makes sense. So well, here we are in 2024, new years, new budgets, new initiatives. Is there a new experiment that you are excited about that you would like to share with our audience?
So one thing that it's not necessarily new, it's something that we've started rolling out already, but I am really excited about. And I find myself in the, again, the classic marketer's dilemma of, okay, we've done this thing that we believe in, but we want to see results right now. And really, we know that, you know, investments in brand are a long term, they're a long game. And I have to remind myself of that sometimes. But one thing that we've started investing in is we spent a lot of time at the end of last year working with really fantastic video partners to create really high quality CTV ads, which had not really ever been done in our market before and is obviously something that's fairly new to B2B in general. So I'm super excited about that. The quality of the work that we produced is just fantastic. We worked with a team called Video Brothers. They were fantastic partners. We created these really fun ads.
It's a great plugin for them.
Yes. Yeah. No, they're fantastic. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. They are awesome partners. So if you're looking to do B2B video ads at any point for LinkedIn or for, you know, CTV, they're great partners. But the quality of the work was just fantastic. And you need that level of quality and you need to be willing to invest in it in order to bring these to like a TV screen. It's very different from a lot of the other content that I was used to creating. So I think that there was that question of like, okay, this is a big swing. This is something that we're kind of taking a gamble on. And again, you want those big swings to be validated right away. And that's just not how marketing works a lot of the time. So we're starting to see some really good qualitative signals, brand awareness being built over the last month or two since we launched these. And I'm excited to see how that plays out over the next couple of months.
Awesome. Well, I would love to check back with you in a few months and see how the video ads initiative is working. Now let's switch the gears. Gears to a working exercise. It's a small game that we play with our guests. So as we know, growth comes from different channels, right? And as marketeers, we put our investments in multiple buckets. So here you have 100 pennies, right? Each coin is worth 10 pennies. And here you have different channels of growth. They all produce pipeline, right? If you were in charge of investing these 100 pennies, where will you make these investments?
Okay, so keep in mind, I am a brand marketer. So my answers might be directly in conflict with what some other members of my team would say. And we might have to nickel and dime each other on these pennies and how they're spent. But I have a couple of ideas here. And hopefully I'm not cheating a little bit by how I answer this.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Okay, so my first 40 pennies, I would allot to paid channels, but with a caveat that a lot of that would be organic content that we would then be pushing out as paid and boosting. Yeah. So not sure if I should categorize that as, 20 for organic, 20 for paid, but I'll let you kind of figure out how you want to allocate that.
Yeah,
so we have a lot of success with organic content that we then just boost, thought leadership ads. So kind of a fusion of organic and paid there.
Yeah. So marketing, we have a broader bucket and we are fine tuning these buckets here as we talk to more and more guests. This is a paid marketing, right? This is paid marketing. Brand, okay, on the other end, has some element of content in here. So you can put more into marketing, or you can distribute the pennies in marketing as well as brand.
Okay, interesting. Let's put one of those in brand then at this point.
All right. And should I go ahead and put three in marketing then? That has paid
company? No, let's do two and two. Let's do two in brand and two in marketing.
Love it.
And this do a perfect split there.
Yeah, let's do again, two and two.
I think that that's a big thing. And I think one thing that we've been really focused on is just those like internal champions that we can start to leverage. Like, okay, their organic audience, yeah, you know, is so strong, but, and their thoughts and their contributions are so powerful. How can we just expand the reach on that? And that's been some of our most successful paid campaigns have been so low level in terms of the execution, because it's really just leveraging the insights of the people that you have who are experts on your team and just getting that out there. So that's been one of the most fun findings, is sometimes it's easy to overcomplicate things. And yeah, I, as a creative marketer and a brand marketer, I love creating something new that feels really fun and flashy. And that there's a time and a place for that, but there's also a time and a place for leaning into the simplicity. And again, just kind of, yeah, leaning on the fundamentals. So.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So you have still 60 pennies left here.
Okay. So community led, could I kind of loop referral led marketing into that category as well? Or where would I put that?
Yeah. So referral comes from community or partners or customers, right?
True. Okay. So I'll put referrals. I was kind of thinking through referrals as like, I would give 20 pennies to, honestly. We've got some really great champions that we've started to make some fun content with that I'm excited about getting out there and leveraging in a few different ways. And we also just launched an official referral program. So rather than like working specifically with partners, we're kind of creating these internal customer champions that we can use to create new content. So it, I think I will put that under customer-led growth.
Okay, that's you have customer-led. Should we put two on customer-led growth?
Let's put two there, and we'll actually remove one of those from community and just keep one there. Okay. Recruiters are definitely a very social bunch. So this is something I want to explore more in 2024, but not something that we've done a ton of in the past. So before investing too many of my pennies in that, I want to validate it a little bit by starting to put some signals out there. So we'll give it 10. This is hard now. So PLG, I will put 2 pennies too, because we have had a lot of success with our PLG motion that we've set in play. Yep. Our product is genuinely very amazing. And again, it's so difficult to get people to see that until they experience it for themselves. So it's been super transformational for us in terms of making it really easy for them to get into Loxo, see the value that it can deliver. And often selling from that point on is so much easier.
Yeah, no, makes sense. Makes sense.
Okay. Now this is tough.
The last penny.
My last penny. I know I might have to move one around. So event-led growth is something that we're trying to get more involved in 2024 as well. Again, this is new for us, but something that we're starting just early stages to invest more energy into researching. So I'm not going to give it a penny yet, but I might come to regret that because I definitely want to explore this. But for us, founder-led growth is huge. We have an amazing, passionate founder who started the company out of a place of passion. And it's so evident. And anytime we leverage his expertise, we end up realizing that it's just like, it's so the way to go. So I'm going to give my last penny to founder-led growth, because Matt Chambers, our founder, is such an amazing internal resource for me in terms of creating content that feels very strong and can withstand any of the challenges that we generally meet in the market. And he's just a really trusted resource in the community. So got to give my last penny to him.
Here we go. I love the distribution of your pennies here, and very, very thoughtful. So I really appreciate you sharing not only where you are making the bets, but why you're making the bets. So thank you, Lexi. So this is a slide that shows you the industry, right, as a whole.
I mean, wow.
I talked to the practitioners, the experts. This is how they have allocated their pennies. And now I'm going to overlay your investments.
Wow, that's so cool. Your and also bets, crazy.
Right? In orange. So orange is Lex and the community is blue. Is there anything that surprises you as you look at this comparison?
I guess it's not entirely surprising because, again, I am a brand side marketer. So there's a little bit of a bias here inherently. And I think I maybe swing a little bit too far in the direction of, okay, like let's lean on some of these more qualitative drivers because I believe in them so much. Yeah. It is funny like seeing this that I gave nothing to sales-led marketing and that's or sales-led pipeline building. But that is so funny to me that it is the biggest in terms of industry benchmarks and I gave it nothing, but I guess that's a good takeaway for me. And it's also an interesting takeaway just in general.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Lex, thank you so much for participating here. I'm sure our audience are going to appreciate your contribution to this podcast. We really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Lex.
Thank you for having me. And again, I just think it really does take a village and they're seeing a chart like that reminds me so much of this is why good marketing and good sales don't exist in a vacuum. We all have to kind of lean on each other and support each other and collaborating in terms of really making these critical decisions about where we allocate our time, our resources, our money, all of that is so critical. So this was a fun exercise for me and something that just makes me even more grateful for an amazing team that I get to work with every day because they keep me in check and those checks and balances are so key to having a well-rounded pipeline.
Same. Thank you so much. It truly takes a village to build the pipeline.